fine. We have before us Senate Bill 404, and that the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Annette Thorne, and I'm here to speak today to Senator Fatula. Senate Bill 404 is a bill to make insurance for hearing, dental, and vision care more widely available. Currently, this kind of insurance is not available to individuals who are not part of groups. That is, those who are self-insured, retired, individuals who are not part of retirement groups, and those whose employer does not offer health insurance. This bill requires health insurers in the state to offer hearing, dental, and vision insurance to health insurance policyholders, individuals who are already customers, as a rider or as a separate additional limited benefit policy. Like state retirees, the purchaser is free to accept or reject the additional policy. It is not a mandatory benefit. This will not add to the spiraling costs of medical care. Insurers are free to price the policy and determine the waiting period for benefits as necessary to cover their risk. It is anticipated that the insurers will want to cover only preventive and emergency dental care, for example, until enough premiums have been accumulated over a period of time to cover the $1,500 annual maximum for dental care. Other insurers may want to price premiums so that the longer an individual pays premiums, the lower the premiums become as an incentive for staying insured. Therefore, insurers can protect themselves from adverse selection by individuals by charging what is necessary. One of the concerns that has been brought up is that only the individuals who will need the care will sign up. But there are ways the insurer can make sure that their costs are actually covered. Consumers are free to accept or reject the policy. The insurers are only required to offer a basic policy. They're free to offer other policies with more or less coverage as well as the basic policy. With a sizable copayment, the policy covers the dental care to a maximum of $1,500 per year, hearing, which is basically hearing aids and audiometry exams, to a maximum of $800 every 3 years, and a pair of lenses for vision coverage once a year, an exam, and a pair of a set of frames once every 2 years. This is the package that is currently available to state retirees as an option to elect or to not elect. The state retirees pay $25 per month per individual should they opt for this coverage. I believe, and Senator Cotula believes, that others in the state should have access to this coverage even if the product must be priced higher for those who are not members of groups. This insurance is especially important for families with children and for those who are elderly. Those who need this coverage most, the elderly, cannot get it unless they're a member of a group, which is unusual. I believe that being able to eat, taste, and hear and see are vital to the elderly as they become less mobile. Families with children need this coverage so their children are not plagued with infections and loss of teeth as they grow older. Good dental care is vital to good nutrition and overall health. This proposed committee substitute for Senate Bill 404 will allow Alaskans to better ensure their own health, and it will help those who need glasses and hearing aids in the future to ensure that they will be able to communicate and be productive. Currently, only those on Medicaid and those covered by group policy can get this coverage. We ask for your support on this bill.
Any questions?
No, it's not a good thing.
Where's that part out?
Well, I was interested in the difference between existing plans now. I see on the pay there's 50% under the dental plan highlight.
Yes.
And the current dental plan, someone pay 85%. Is 50% in this area for crowns and things like that, is that the same as others?
It's pretty much a standard policy for very basic coverage. Some policies have better coverage. For example, for people who are current employees of a company, for example, state employees have better coverage than that. But we did not want to commit companies to too rich a package, and so we took what we considered the most basic policy. And by reference, the state retiree policy, which was in place as of January 1st, 1992. So it's not a changing reference. It's a set of benefits that were available at one point in time. But there is no requirement that all these benefits be made immediately available. The insurance companies are free to set up pre-existing waiting periods or an incentive program to charge high premiums initially and lower those premiums over time if individuals stay in the plan so that it would encourage continued participation in the plan. There is a concern that only those who will need it will opt for it. And that is something that the state retirees have an option of doing, and presumably those who need the eyeglasses and hearing aids and so on have opted for it, and yet that plan is still functioning. Now, that is a large group, but we think that pricing can can occur and a design of policy can occur around those basic benefits.
On the vision plan, thank you. On the vision plan, is there a cutoff on the cost of the frames? Like, can you only get a $200 pair max or a $400 pair? It just says 80%.
Yes, I think it's just 80% of the price.
But if frame's $1,500 frame, then is it 80% of a $1,500 frame?
I would think that the insurance company would be free to set some limits there in terms of
so
something
yes,
that would be
a service company. Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I'm trying to fully understand this thing. It's really tough for me. If I'm not a state employee and I want to get coverage, I'm not in a group. I go out and I have a choice. I can either get it added as a condition of my policy, or do we have any estimate on what that kind of figure would be? Not from this state, but or from any state. Do we have any idea what it would cost? Maybe I should. Is that a question you could ask to Jerry? For various age groups, what cost would be for this kind of coverage?
I gave a bunch of stuff to Senator Petrula's office, and she may have that there. Unfortunately, the person who is the most conversant on this issue, I can't reach, which I think would be the Blue Cross. So the short answer is, Mr. Chairman, I can't tell you right now.
What is it? For someone my age, it would be $150 a year. I mean, it seems to me it's got to be fairly large if it covers dental, because my dental bill each year is $180 a year.
The policy, all I can tell you, Representative Finkelstein, is that the policy that the state has for retirees, which is a group policy, is $25 per person.
Per month.
Per month.
Right.
Yes.
Three a year.
If you double that for the adverse selection, it might be $50 a month. The material that we have here, you're free to look at, it doesn't have the price. It just says what is covered. And they have 100, it's basically, from what I've been able to determine, the same package, except Blue Cross Blue Shield, from what I can tell, does not have the auditory coverage of $800 every 3 years. But I would imagine that would be an add-on that they would be...
Okay, so let's say it's $300 a year for someone like me. And I'm just asking questions because I'm no expert in this. If it's $300 a year, my choice is to buy insurance for $300 a year, or to put that $300 in the bank and subtract out what I actually pay each year,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, do my own little self-insurance plan. Seems to me, for someone at a younger age, I don't see how you're any better off buying the coverage. Now, I guess one of the concerns is for people who are older, who are going to have a tough time getting that coverage, right? They're the ones who, because these costs generally aren't that much for a young person, your actual bills, right? So if you're older and you're now concerned about much higher bills in all these areas, you do want the coverage that's not available as to individuals, so you go out to get it, and you can't really do that anymore. You'd have to put $1,000 a month, $1,000 a year aside if you wanted to do that coverage. I mean, if you're paying it out of pocket, it's going to cost you a lot at that point. You're not going to be able to just accumulate money in an account yourself to pay off these costs. And I don't know how we're solving it for them either, because if you're coming in, you're 60 years old, you're looking for this extra coverage, aren't they going to charge you a fortune? I mean, I can't imagine that this extra option isn't going to cost you at least $1,000 a year at that age. $2,000. I mean, it just seems to me that...
Well, all I can say is that currently for retirees, the state retirees are over the age of 50, and when they officially retire, I think it's 65 for most of them, and the price there through Aetna is $25 a month. Now, that is a large group. But the thing is they have the option of electing it or not electing it. So in a way, it's kind of an individual policy also. It's kind of a blend. So
it's subsidized? That
it's not subsidized, no. So that gave us the ballpark sense that this might be feasible. It possibly might be expensive, and I guess the thing that we would like to see is what would happen in a free market situation where people... to see if this would not be an impetus to create an opportunity for people as consumers to have this insurance that would benefit them, and if in fact the insurance companies might not find a hidden market that they would find a profit in.
Representative Taylor?
Well, yeah, I was just going to follow up to it. Is it true, Annette, that there is no other state that has required this so far? Can we be the first?
It is possible that this may be the first state. I know that as an individual looking for a policy like this in Massachusetts, I was able to get one. it was not exactly this policy. It was hearing, I mean, it was vision and dental without the hearing, but that's a small modification. I could get it in Massachusetts on the free market. The packages have already been developed by the insurance companies. The insurer is free, if they don't want to offer this, to contract it with another company that would offer it for them. If they don't want to contract it and share their client list, then they are also free to do it themselves. They have several options. And also insurers who write less than $300,000 in insurance a year have the option of being exempt and not having to offer this. And their only obligation would be to tell their clients that this coverage would be available. However, we're only mandating that this be offered to people who are already policyholders. So we're not asking that they offer this to people as a freestanding policy. The Division of Insurance had many amendments, I think four different stages of amendments as things were rethought through the process. All these things were considered extensively, and all of the concerns of industry except this issue of covering individuals and the minimum benefits were I believe, covered.
Thank you.
What is the deductible that you have here? This annual deductible is medical as part of the dental plan. There wasn't any deductible requirement or registration.
$50 under the retirement the retiree dental plan. It's $50 per person for class 2 and 3 services, and for preventive services, there is no deductible on the dental.
Yeah.
So it's a $50 deductible.
So if you ran to the higher cost that you suggested, maybe even as much as double what's currently being paid, it would be about $600 a year with a $50 deductible.
And there is always, it is insurance, and there will be those that will need one part of the insurance package or another or won't need it that year, and that will be paying in and paying for the people who need more. So it's hope that this will work. Thank you very much. Are there any other questions?
I need to make it real quick.
Real fast, okay, for those of us who have insurance, and it's all one policy, medical, you know, a little bit, now would it be required to cut it in portions and have two separate?
No. This is only an offering. No one is,
right.
is mandated to do anything.
No, but they could do that and save money if some of us wanted to opt out of this portion.
Surely, it's totally voluntary in terms
right.
of
I just want to see if right.
Yes.
Thank you, Annette. Jerry, if you could join us. As you can tell, we're going to make things very
clear. I understand. Let me make real quick. Mr. Chairman, my name is Jerry Rangel, and I represent Blue Cross. I know that insurance companies aren't the most popular right now, and this has been a miserable year on health care. And we've been talking, this is Senator Petula and Joyce are very interested in this bill. We've been trying to talk to them at length. Frankly, this thing's on a fast track. I got one referral in the Senate and one over here. You can't compare group and group benefits to individual policies. They're two different critters. They really are. They work differently. Administering individual policies is a nightmare. We insure roughly 30% of the insured population of the state, 20% of the total population. And we have roughly 5,100 subscribers in individual policies, and we cover about 10,500 people. What's happening is anytime, the bottom line is, anytime you add a bobble, or potentially add a bobble, it either adds to administrative costs, and this will, I don't think anybody, because you're going to have people who need dental coverage that are going to jump in, run up the bill, and jump out. Somebody's going to pay for that. You could keep them in, that's one thing. You can't, right? I mean, we can show you statistics. Unfortunately, I can't get a hold of my people right now, but we can show you the adverse selection issue is a very serious issue, number one. Number two, every time you deal with that, it gets to be a problem. Individual coverage is a problem, we all of you know. And the adverse selection issue plus the additional administrative costs that we think come with this bill are going to result in one thing, higher premiums, and that's going to mean fewer people insured ultimately. I mean, we got kind of a big problem now, but our people have some real serious concerns with this bill, frankly, and I don't enjoy testifying against expressing concerns about Senator Cotulla's bill publicly. I didn't want to have to get into this position, frankly. I don't like it. But there are some real serious problems with this bill. I'm telling you, and the net effect, I don't think it accomplishes what Senator Cotulla wants to accomplish. I think the net effect is you drag people out of the market.
Commissioner, you said there's two things that lead additional costs. One is additional administrative costs. What was the other thing?
The adverse selection issue. Getting people who, if people, the only ones who are going to really buy this coverage are those people that think they're going to need it for some reason. And history has shown that you wait till you've got $1,000 worth of dental work, you pay your $50 or $100 or $200, get your work done, then drop out.
Okay, now on the adverse selection, doesn't that cost attributed only to this separate pool, right? I mean, that doesn't seem to raise the cost to everybody else out there. It just raises the cost of getting this option. Isn't that correct?
That's right. But, I mean, who's going to stay in, let's say, $1,000 a month? Who,
right,
over the long run, is going to stay with that? They
aren't
going to. They're going to drop out.
That does the administrative cost of saying, well, are you able to put all the administrative costs of that just on that option? It doesn't go to all your policy holders.
You could. But ultimately, what you do is just make the policy so expensive that person's not going to stay in over the long haul. That's the problem.
But now, for this mandated option for this, impression I get from what the limited testimony we have is that people aren't getting in the individual market, which sounds to me like it's the issue here. People aren't getting into it anyway, right? They aren't even given the option. So I have a hard time figuring out what's wrong with pricing people out a little bit for an option that doesn't seem to be realistically available anyway.
The biggest problem is adverse selection, we think. And again, I unfortunately, what I know about insurance is I've got it. I mean, I'll be real honest with you. And trying to delay the bill.
Is there information that you could provide about this issue that I'm raising right now that you could have for us by tomorrow?
I'll try. I can't make any promises. And I'm not asking to delay the bill because I understand the bill response.
Does it go nowhere else besides this committee?
It's adios.
Well, Representative,
we could pick it up again, I guess.
Representative, I guess that's where I'm coming from on this. I realize it's a hard question to answer, and I just got a very frustrated resource committee where we didn't have time to figure out something on some bills, and we passed them. So I get a little frustrated myself. But Representative Taylor, do you want to add something?
No, I was just saying, if Terry can't get any additional information, I suppose there's no reason to slow it down. But.
Well, what's the wishes of the committee? Should we take this? We're going to have a hearing tomorrow anyway on some other bill. I will follow whatever the committee's wishes are. My personal desire is to try to get this question answered as best we can, because I'm not yet convinced either way of this. I'm not convinced we're really helping anyone. I'm not completely convinced we're hurting anyone. I'm not completely convinced it's going to make a whole lot of difference.
For the record, I'll move it a little bit to individual X.
Well, let me before we.
I mean, I'm trying to.
No, I want to get your just. Just if people get off their opinion, or are people ready to express their opinion on it at this time, or would you prefer, we're having a hearing tomorrow anyway, would you prefer to see if there's any additional information? And that's my preference.
Mr.
Is that your
Chairman,
preference?
I'd like to wait, yeah. As much,
okay.
Many,
right. We are going to have a hearing tomorrow. We will take this up.
With
if we don't
motion.
If we don't have any additional information, then we will act regardless. We will not, pull it for lack of information, but I think that considering the situation, that's the best we can do.
Could we arrange with your staff to have our person call by phone and maybe test it by phone? Would that work?
Or what time?
Yeah, if they can give us the numbers where they'll be all day long.
I understand. I think
all
I can.
Do you have any other bills, Mr. Chairman?
No, I wish we did.
I'm glad you didn't like me. Thank you.
We don't know.
I haven't heard of